Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Wednesday, May 25th. U.S. equities finished higher with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ closing up 60 basis points, 95 basis points, and 151 basis points, respectively. Most sectors were higher, with consumer discretionary the standout on strength from retail, restaurants, cruise lines, home builders, and autos. Airlines, E&Ps, energy services, software, semis, credit cards, and regional banks also outperformed. Precious metals, waste, medtech and life sciences, select HPC, food and beverage names were among the laggards. Treasuries were mostly firmer, with 10-year yields of around 2.75%. The dollar saw good gains on the yen and euro crosses, but down versus sterling, and the dollar index still down about 1% for the week. Gold finished down 1%, while Bitcoin futures were up 1.2%. WTI crude settled up 0.5%. Familiar themes continuing today's session, retail earnings pointing to more of a shift in spending pattern as the economy normalizes, workers return to office settings, and people begin to go out more. Commentary from the ICSC conference in Las Vegas this week, bullish on the U.S. consumer. Speakers noted a return to spending on in-person dining, as well as higher-end brands seeing little inflationary impact. Tanger Outlet's CEO on CNBC's Squawk Box this morning, noting shopper foot traffic levels have remained strong, especially for strong brands with pricing power and whose apparel provides for a more formal office setting and for more formal events versus athleisure and casual wear. M&A headlines also setting a bit of a floor within the retail space. Despite headlines of falling new home sales and demand destruction as the cost of mortgages continue to rise, Toll Brothers' results also boosted home builders as the company's commentary noted steady, if somewhat moderating, demand. May's FOMC minutes released this afternoon with little surprise that members see 50 basis point rate increases appropriate for the next few meetings. Officials agreed to move expeditiously toward the neutral rate, though some said that a restrictive stance may become appropriate depending on the evolving economic outlook. Quantitative tightening discussed on worries of market liquidity for Treasury securities, and viewpoints on inflationary risks were mixed, with some seeing further risk to the upside, while others were more positive as recent data suggests pricing pressures are no longer worsening. Consensus, though, that the U.S. economy is very strong and the labor market very tight. Durable goods metrics released today with weaker readings across the board, and March numbers revised down, but new orders were up for the 6 month in the past seven. Transportation equipment reversed two consecutive monthly decreases, and shipments were also up 11 out of the past 12 months. On the international front, China continues to announce further policy support to counteract the effects of its zero-COVID approach, but markets seemingly unmoved by the efforts. Notable movers to the upside today included Nordstrom, finishing up 14% after its first quarter results beat on the top line, but EPS slightly missed. Company raised its full-year guidance, sales exceeded pre-pandemic levels, and management commented it is not seeing any inflationary impact on consumer spending due to its higher-income customer base. Price increases in the quarter helped offset inflationary pressures and higher vendor MSRPs. Kohl's rose 11.9% on news from Reuters that potential acquirers are planning to submit offers roughly 10 to 15% lower than prior bids. Reporting last week, noted bidders were remaining on the sidelines until earnings results came in. Toll Brothers closing higher by 8% after its fiscal second quarter results beat on revenue and EPS, with its backlog value growing about 35% year over year. Order growth was light, but average sales price came in better than expected. Management noted demand is still solid, but moderated over the last several months as buyers adjusted to higher mortgage rates and other macro factors. The company lowered its full-year delivery guidance, but increased the average delivered price per home. On the flip side, 2U Inc. dropped 16.4% after a downgrade to underweight from neutral at Piper Sandler. Firm cited headwinds, including increased regulatory risks to revenue sharing arrangements, university partners bringing program management in-house, digital learning fatigue, and a return to in-person classrooms. Mr. Cooper Group fell 3.9% after the company said it expects roughly break-even net income in the second quarter, cut its pre-tax operating income guide in the origination segment, citing pressure on volumes and margins amid higher mortgage rates, but reiterated the servicing guidance as prepayment speeds continued to decline. Agilent Technologies declined 3.5% after its fiscal second quarter earnings and revenue were in line with expectations. Diagnostics and genomics were a bright spot, but life sciences segment results were missed. Fiscal third quarter revenue guidance came in short, but the company raised its full-year EPS guide, with management flagging some China lockdown headwinds, though seeing that revenue being recovered later in the year. Economic data tomorrow, including weekly jobless claims, pending home sales, and first quarter preliminary GDP, along with earnings from Medtronic, Alta, and Dollar Tree, among others. That's it for today's evening market recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.